Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
Here we are again today with another exciting radio show. I tell you, I have been so looking forward to today because we are interviewing one of my new favorite people that I got to meet this year. His name is Dr. Gilles LaMarche, and this is what I have learned about Dr. Gilles. He's a passionate chiropractor who's practiced for 25 years in Northern Ontario and an avid student of the psychology and philosophy of success for more than 30 years. I tell you, this guy's written a lot of books. Dr. Gilles LaMarche has spoken to audiences throughout Canada, the U.S., Mexico, the Caribbean, Japan, Scandinavia, Europe, and most recently in Australia. He is the author and co-author of more than 9 books, including Say Yes to Chiropractic Success and The Parker System for Professional Success. Recently, I just read his book, The Well-Adjusted Soul, and it was fantastic. He's a member of the Parker College postgraduate faculty since 1990. Dr. LaMarche was named Canadian Chiropractor of the Year for 2005-2006, and he is director of Parker Seminars and vice president of development and external relations at Parker College of Chiropractic in Dallas, Texas.
That's a long introduction.
Isn't that fantastic?
Wow. Your resume must look like the Brooklyn phone directory.
Welcome, Dr. Gilles.
Thank you, Dr. Jenny. And actually, as of 2 weeks ago, I'm actually the vice president of clinics, research, continuing education, and seminars at Parker University. We officially became a university on April 1.
Oh, that is fantastic. You know, chiropractors throughout the world know the name Parker, of course, for the amazing college in Dallas, Texas, but also for Parker Seminars, which are the largest chiropractic seminars for the chiropractic profession. And you, I hear, are really the man who's in charge of putting those things together.
Yeah, actually, I retired from practice in 2004 and came to Parker in 2006 to help the president. And I had promised him 3 months of volunteer time, and I have never left. So as of 2006, I became in charge of the Parker Seminars. And as you said, we host the largest event in chiropractic worldwide every year in January in Las Vegas, and obviously host other events throughout America and throughout the world on a regular basis. So, you know, we're working hard, but we're having a lot of fun.
Well, and you know, it looks like when I look at your website and I look at what you do, it looks like fun is the definition of your life. I see that you've spent many years practicing chiropractic, and now that you're working at the chiropractic college, the university, and putting so many events together, on a personal level, you, I know, are a professional speaker, an author, and even a motivational expert in the philosophy of success principles.
Well, you know, I was very, very fortunate that my original mentor, when I was a chiropractic patient, suggested that if I was to go to chiropractic school, that I must attend Parker Seminars. So before I graduated, is what he said to me. So when I was in my junior year in chiropractic college, I attended my first Parker Seminar, became a good friend with Dr. Jim Parker, the founder of the seminar structure and the founder of Parker College. And from that, you know, I had an opportunity to meet all sorts of wonderful people. As you may know, Dr. Parker had coined the Parker Principles for success, health, and happiness. And I embrace those principles. I've lived them every single day since I've discovered them, and I've had the opportunity to meet so many of the world's great speakers, like, you know, Wayne Dyer, Mark Victor Hansen, you know, Jack Canfield, all sorts of fantastic people. And what I discovered with these people is that they make a concerted decision every single day to make wise choices. And I just chose to learn from them. And I learned that when we consistently make wise choices, we create the life that we're meant to create. We enjoy the health that we're meant to enjoy, and we have a lot more fun. And who in life doesn't want to have a lot more fun?
Even when you're working.
Well, you know, your path in life seems to really exemplify what chiropractic can do for a lot of people. I think about, you know, the average case that comes into our office could be, say, a 40-year-old gentleman with back pain. And he comes in really just looking for some relief, and he hears maybe chiropractic can help. And over a short period of time, with the proper evaluation and proper education of what chiropractic really can do for someone, you know, he finds himself on this path that is so much more than he ever considered. And what happens, say, within months, this person, you know, back pain is probably long gone, but through their commitment to their nervous system and to their health, and like you said, making choices every day that serve him, he finds himself all of a sudden eating better and sleeping better and thinking differently and utilizing chiropractic as a wellness lifestyle. Chiropractic seems to lead to better choices, doesn't it?
There is no doubt that chiropractic leads to better choices, especially when people understand the chiropractic lifestyle. Chiropractic is not just about helping you, you know, get rid of a sore back. What most people don't understand is what actually controls this beautiful machine that we call the human body. And one of the questions, actually usually the first question I ask people if I'm going to discuss chiropractic with them, is I ask them to go back to their high school biology class. You know, so if you think back to your high school biology class, you know, what do you remember your teacher telling you is the most important system in the human body? And the typical answer that I get from most people is the heart, because that's what we've been exposed to. And then I go back, well, that's probably what your teacher told you, because, you know, certainly years ago, that's what the teachers were telling them. And I suspect that in school today, they're often telling them the same thing. However, what we know to be true and what research has proven is that there is a master system that controls all systems of the human body, including your cardiovascular system, including your immune system, including your digestive tract, your genitourinary system. All systems are controlled by one master system. And that's what most people don't know. And obviously, you being a chiropractor, I being a chiropractor, we know that that master system that controls every other system is the nervous system. And chiropractors are masters at improving nervous system function. When people start understanding that, they then are able to relate the communication between, this, or how the spine, if you like, directly affects the communication of the nervous system. And that's where the entire chiropractic journey for people who begin to understand what chiropractors actually do, that's where their journey begins. And they start having these amazing results. So the gentleman you're referring to, who shows up with low back pain, who had no idea that possibly his heartburn was being caused by a decrease in nerve function to his stomach, without even telling you, the chiropractor, you examine him, you find areas of the spine that are interfering with normal nervous system transmission. You correct this malalignment of the spine that we call a subluxation. And all of a sudden, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks into the care, the gentleman says, "You know, doc, my back pain's, you know, doing pretty good. I'm getting up in the morning and feeling better and having an easier time at work. But you know what? I used to have all this heartburn after I ate, and I don't have any of that now. Does that have anything to do with what you're doing?" And I'm sure you've had those comments made to you too, Dr. Jenny, in the past, haven't you?
Oh, and the best is when you can say, "What heartburn? You never told me you had heartburn. I didn't give you a heartburn adjustment." But the body wants to heal. And when you release and help replenish nerve flow, the natural response by the body is to work toward healing. So technically, the chiropractor would not even have to know what the symptoms are to give a proper adjustment. We just have to be able to really look at the spine and evaluate where nerve flow is being restricted.
Exactly. And when people understand that all nerve function starts at the brain, works its way down the spinal cord, and between every level of their spine, from the first one at the base of your skull to the last one just above your waist, those there are 24 segments. And nerve roots exit from the sides of those 24 segments. And anytime there's an interruption in that normal nerve flow, which you could transfer to normal flow of electricity, because your nervous system is not like an electrical system, it is an electrical system. And if there's a lack of flow of energy from the brain to a particular area of your body, it will actually decrease the function of that area. You know, the first noticeable sign for many people of heart disease in 50% of the cases is sudden death. People have a massive heart attack and they die. And people say, "But I can't figure out how that happened. He looked so healthy." Well, we all know that someone who's healthy wouldn't die of a heart attack. But what if the problem was related to the fact that the heart was not receiving It's total amount of energy that is required for the heart to function in its normal state. Often we refer to the subluxation itself is really what I like to refer to as the silent killer, the silent producer of dis-ease, which over time actually leads to disease. And so no matter what age you are, from the time an infant is born, it is imperative that their spine be examined to make sure that there is normal nervous system transmission so that the body functions the way it was meant to. And if there's any type of injury, that the body would heal the way that it was meant to. Because we always refer to, you know, the body heals from above down inside out. And what we mean by that statement, above down inside out, is that there must be a normal flow of energy from above, through the spinal cord, through all the nerves, into the organs, so that the body really flourishes from day one.
Well, that's an important distinction, because I know in chiropractic college, we were really taught to look at the body differently. And, you know, philosophically, in your opinion, how do you see students, especially at Parker College, how do you see them being taught to think differently than, say, maybe if they went to medical school?
Well, they're taught to think differently because we're taught and we teach the students to look at the body as an entire entity, to look at the individual in front of them as a person. That person is not the sum total of his or her parts. You're not a human body because you happen to have, you know, two shoulders, two elbows, two hands, two legs, etc. You're a human body because, I mean, you have an energy system that controls all of those parts. And when you look at an individual who comes in, and because as you well know, most patients that will show up in a chiropractic office show up with some type of dysfunction, some type of pain. That's what draws them to a chiropractor's office, unless they've had an opportunity to hear about the chiropractic paradigm of life, the chiropractic paradigm of healing. Well, they show up in some type of symptomatic state. And someone showing up, for example, with headaches may have a subluxation of the neck, the cervical spine, but they also may have a subluxation of the lower part of their spine. So when I always looked at a spine as being a 24-story building, if you like, and if there's an issue with any one of those stories, it'll affect the entire structure. Now, I also look at a patient from the base up. I will look at them from the feet all the way through to the top of their head, because I've also discovered that often someone who may have, for example, had a sprain of the ankle, started walking in an awkward position, caused a subluxation of their pelvis, which in time caused major subluxations throughout their spine, and all of a sudden they're showing up in a chiropractic office with this massive neck pain or this massive headache, and you can correct the subluxation in the cervical spine, but if you don't correct the issue in the ankle, the subluxation of the cervical spine will actually take place again. So we must look at each individual as individuals and look at them from the bottom up and look at them as a whole person. In addition, obviously, we want to look at, you know, how are they sleeping? How are they eating? What are they putting into their body? Because as the founder of chiropractic would tell us, there are different causes to subluxations. Traumas are one of the causes, but also putting toxins into your body and having negative thoughts on a constant basis will increase the amount of physiological stress and psychological stress that you live, and therefore lead to a dis-ease. And in time, we know that dis-ease, which is improper ease, will actually lead to a disease of the human body. Therefore, as a chiropractic student and as a graduating chiropractor, we really want to look at every person in their totality so that we can help them discover and then maintain the highest level of health possible. Because in reality, you know, the only thing that allows you to live a high quality of life is a high level of physical, mental, and spiritual health.
And you know, people want that. We see that every day. And what I'd like to do after the break is talk a little bit more about that package, about what really can happen when you find yourself under chiropractic care, how it's so much more than pain relief. And Dr. LaMarche, I'd really like to know more about your thoughts on where the future of wellness healthcare is going in America. So we'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living. for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We are back with Dr. Gilles LaMarche, and I tell you, if you'd like to know more about him, he has a fantastic website. It's www.gillesLaMarche.com. That's GillesLaMarche, GillesLaMarche.com. So we're back talking with Dr. Gilles, and we left off expressing the whole concept that chiropractic really looks at the whole person, at the whole body, and referring to the example I gave of the 40-year-old man who comes in with back pain and finds himself within months literally transforming his life. This is what happens in chiropractic care. And even amongst chiropractors, you know, you go to a chiropractic convention, you see really fit, healthy people. And I don't know if there's many other healthcare professions that you would really see that to the degree that you do in chiropractic. I definitely think chiropractic is a place where you can gain health on many different levels. Dr. Gilles, in your opinion, do you think that that's something that students learn in the college, or do you think that's just the type of person, the philosophy of chiropractic that is brought out in them?
Well, I think it might be a combination of both because, you know, the majority of the students that come to a chiropractic college have had a personal experience with chiropractic. So they've discovered the benefit of chiropractic care for their own lives, and that inspires them to want to come and learn to be a chiropractor so that they can have an impact on the lives of the people in the communities that they are going to serve as they graduate.
I agree. And you know, it's interesting in college how many students were athletes, you know, pretty impressive athletes. I actually owned a gymnastics school when I was in chiropractic college that helped me pay for school. And I had 10 employees who were former collegiate gymnasts that were all in chiropractic college with me. And we ran this studio for 3 years. And it was so easy to find athletes because, you know, I think what happens in athletics especially is chiropractic is such a value for human performance that athletes are drawn to care. And we see that in professional athletes all over the place. You've even had some professional athletes speak at Parker seminars, haven't you?
We've had a number of professional athletes speak at Parker seminar over the last at least 2 decades or more.
Tell me about one of your favorite.
Well, probably, I guess, the favorite of recent time is, you know, Jerry Rice, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And Jerry talks about, you know, the impact that chiropractic had on his entire career as he played. And as you well know, I mean, he's been heralded as maybe one of the greatest football players of all time. And he accounts that to discovering chiropractic at an early age in his football career and having the chiropractor always maintain his spine in good order, maintaining his nervous system in good order. Therefore, his reaction time was always a lot quicker. So we could talk about, you know, the value of chiropractic in enhancing the performance of an elite athlete. In reality, when your nervous system is well balanced, it enhances your performance no matter who you are. It enhances a child's performance scholastically, their capacity to think clearer, their capacity to perform clearer as a student. I mean, the impact is absolutely amazing. I mean, I've practiced for 25 years. I've been involved in chiropractic since the age of 12. So that's, you know, 4.5 decades for me now that I've been directly involved in chiropractic. Chiropractic has had a major impact on my own health, even though through the years I've had a few different little challenges. And like you, I was an athlete. And what brought me to chiropractic first at the age of 12 was because I'd injured myself and couldn't run. And obviously, you know, the correction of what was happening in my body helped me get back into my running, so, you know, allowed me to win a lot of gold medals. And what I discovered, however, is that it enhanced my entire health paradigm. I was not what I would say a sick child, but I was somewhat of an unwell child. I was a forceps delivery baby. I weighed almost 8 pounds. My mother was 78 pounds when I was born. and the trauma of birth was intense. There's no picture of me until I'm approximately 6 months old because the forceps actually ripped the side of my head off on the left-hand side. And, you know, I mean, thank God for the forceps and a great OBGYN because it saved my mother and saved me. However, I always had issues with digestion and elimination. And when I went to the chiropractor to help me with this, you know, this pain in my back and my hip after a fall, he discovered in his examination that I had these other subluxations. It was the first time in my life I'd ever heard that big word. First time my mother had ever heard that big word. But he described that subluxations not only cause a physical dysfunction to the body, therefore making it difficult for me to run and making, you know, my hip function difficult, but it also created difficulty of function to the organs that were being fed by the nerves that were exiting my spine in these areas that had been, you know, complicated in their movement, which he called, again, a subluxation. And that's when he asked my mother if I'd ever been dropped on my head or if anything had ever happened, you know, when I was a child. And of course, she related the forceps delivery. And as he started adjusting the subluxations in my spine, in my neck area, in my mid-back, you know, I didn't believe that anything this man was going to do was going to help other than hopefully he was going to help me get rid of my back pain. And so even though I didn't have a belief that my health paradigm and my health status would improve through chiropractic care, oh my gosh, it did. Within, you know, a few weeks to a few months, not only was the back pain gone, but my digestion was normal. I could eat like a normal kid. My elimination was normal. I no longer was constipated. My body was working as it should. And that's what sort of turned the light on for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's really telling me the truth. The power that made the body allows the body to function normally and allows it to heal, because the human body is supposed to auto-regulate and auto-heal, provided there's no interference with that normal transmission of nerve energy from the brain to all parts of the body.
I like how you've emphasized that that's just what the body is supposed to do. I think that's so true, because oftentimes people will say, oh, it was a miracle. Oh, I went to a chiropractor and my, like you said, heartburn went away. They're not necessarily any miracles. Chiropractic helps your body express the inner healing potential it was already born with. There is an ability for us to heal, and oftentimes that healing potential is minimized or it's stopped because the nerve flow is restricted. And as the body is able to express its healing potential, express the nerve flow, the body just will heal. And that's just the body going back to where it was supposed to be all along.
Exactly, to be a healthy, healing body. So people will tell you when they're under regular chiropractic care, or they'll ask a question often when they've been under chiropractic care for a number of months, they'll say, you know what, every year in the spring for like the last 10 years, I always get this real severe cold and flu. And this year, doc, like, I just feel like $1 million. I haven't had any symptoms at all. Does that have anything to do with chiropractic care? And I come back, well, it has something to do with the fact that your body is subluxation free and your nervous system is functioning the way it should. And therefore, because we know that the nervous system controls all systems, including your immune system, your immune function is up to par and you're behaving and your body's reacting as it should. You are living a healthy lifestyle, free of nerve interference, and therefore every organ, every system in your body is working as it should. And even though you may sniff, you know, you may sniff a virus like the other person next to you, you have a capacity to fight it off and heal, because that's how your body was designed.
Well, you know, people are starving for this information. They may not know exactly where to find it or what it is, but I think we all inherently believe and know that our bodies were designed to work and heal. I would love to close out the interview. I would love to have your thoughts on where you see chiropractic's role in American healthcare, where it actually should be, how it could be utilized by the people of our country.
Well, you know, it could be utilized by every single person. In my opinion, every person alive deserves to have their spine checked to make sure that they are subluxation free. And America, like most countries in the world, is in a major healthcare crisis, if you like. And I would refer to it more as a disease care, because America has not built a strong healthcare system. We have built a disease care system. And let me tell you, in a case of a trauma, there is nobody better than a great ER surgeon. If I had a broken leg, or if I was smacked up in a car wreck, I want to be in the ER and I want them to help me I want them to save my life and help me, you know, help keep me alive. But at the end of the day, I understand that it's the body that does the healing. And there has never been a better time in history for the chiropractic profession. It is important that people understand what hope chiropractic has for them in helping their body really get back up to its par state of being the healing machine that was designed to be. And I'm not sure how many minutes we have, but there's a quick story that I'd love to share with you because I think it would be really,
sure,
really
please
acceptable
do.
For your audience. But a number of years ago, actually when my son was 14, he's now 26, he had fireworks blow up in his face accidentally. Wow. And I'm going to make the story really, really short. But he had the fireworks blow up in his face. He was blinded in both eyes. He had second to third degree burns through 50% of his face. And I was told that, you know, he would likely be blind for life. His eyes were burnt. His eyeballs were burnt 50% into what's called the vitreous. So that the global portion of the eyeball, he was burnt 50% into there.
Wow.
And it was interesting, of course. I mean, as a father, I was devastated. And my son, while he was on the gurney at the hospital, asked me to adjust him. And so I checked his upper spine because that's sort of the only area that I could really feel. And I could feel, you know, a huge amount of stress at the base of his skull. And I adjusted him, and I continued to adjust him very, very frequently because he was, we flew to Toronto, he was hospitalized. He was in the hospital for the one day. But the doctor said to me, the plastic surgeon, because now not only was he blind in both eyes, we were considering 2 to 3 skin grafts to actually rebuild his face and rebuild his nose that was burnt to a crisp. Because the fireworks, when it blew up, there were 2 blasts that went off. He reached down to dip the firework into the water to make sure there were no sparks, because he had read the cartridge. It said there was 2 blasts, but unfortunately there was a 3rd blast, maybe an issue with quality control, but there was a 3rd blast. And the flames went into his nose, burnt all the, obviously the hair on his face was burnt off, into his nose. The flames actually came out of his mouth. So his palate was burnt, his sinuses were burnt. I mean, he was seriously, seriously burnt. But they didn't want to keep him in the hospital because the doctor said to me, you know, this is where all the bugs live. And the worst thing that can happen to a burn victim is to get an infection, because it makes our work as plastic surgeons very difficult. So we checked into a hotel and I checked my son. You know, when your child moans and groans, I mean, yes, I had him medicated because he was in so much pain. And even though I understand medication's not the best thing to do, certainly not on a regular basis, on a temporary basis, it was the right thing to do for my son. And they helped him get through that crisis. But I adjusted him very regularly. And on the Wednesday, because there's a great end to this story, on the Wednesday, he asked me if I was wearing a blue shirt. On the Wednesday night, he watched a movie and could tell me what he saw. On the following Monday, when we went back to the hospital, not only did the 2 ophthalmologists tell me that my son miraculously had recovered his vision and had 20/20 vision, but the plastic surgeon also told me, 3 plastic surgeons also said, this child is not going to need any surgeries. He's got normal epithelial cells growing. You know, what has happened to him? How come this is happening? And of course, I had an opportunity to share the chiropractic paradigm of health and healing with the ophthalmologist and the plastic surgeons. And we've talked a little bit about it today. So, you know, some people could say, well, it's a miracle that Christopher regained his sight. It's a miracle that he regained, you know, all his normal skin. And you look at him today, he's a good looking 26-year-old with not a mark on his face and still has 20/20 vision. And I say, well, you know, maybe we might say it's a miracle, because I love to expect miracles. But what is the miracle for me in my 30 plus year career in chiropractic is that the human body has this innate capacity to heal when there's no interference. And it has the capacity to heal from anything, provided it has a clear nervous system. That being said, I don't want to say that chiropractic is a panacea, because there are times that patients show up in our office and there's what we call limitation of matter. It's like they show up just too late and the tissue is so broken down that there's very little that we can do other than, you know, help them through the transition. But anyone who's listening to this radio show today, if you have any issues with your health whatsoever, give yourself a chance to have a chiropractor examine your spine, examine your nervous system, and discover whether or not you can be helped through chiropractic. If you have a child that has had issues for years, whether it's physiological or physical issues, or learning issues, have your child examined by a chiropractor. Give yourself that gift, and you will be glad you did.
That is so right on. Thank you for sharing from your heart. That's one thing that I love about you, Dr. Gill, is your heart is so big and your love for chiropractic spreads across the world. For people who would like to know more about Dr. Gill LaMarche, again, it's www.gilllamarche.com. And I hope to see you very soon at many, many seminars. So thank you for being a part of my life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jenny, and thank you for taking time to share your knowledge with the audience that listens to your radio show on a regular basis, and thanks to your team for actually making this happen.
That's right. We're keeping it going. We're spreading the message. Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Dr. Gill. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to SpinalCorrectiveCenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's SpinalCorrectiveCenter.com or call 603-673-5600.